All right, how are ya? This is Logan Snow, and welcome to Your Life Could Be Worse. Living the good life after growing up poor, it made me appreciate it. It really did. I mean, all my friends growing up were poor. I remember getting picked on as a kid. Like I told you earlier, I grew up really poor. My mom was on welfare. You know, but after my mom married into the mob, I mean, things changed. You know, I played baseball my entire life. And around this time, I was playing hockey. And I'd play hockey for 8 hours on Saturday, 8 hours on Sunday, and a couple of weeknights. I would go play in leagues, and we did pretty good. I mean, we basically put one hockey rink out of commission. Nobody wanted to go there anymore because we were always the A division champions and nobody could beat us. I mean, but anyways, those days are long gone. But yeah, I love hockey. Played it my whole life. You know, my friends growing up, they all threw keg parties everywhere. I remember we used to throw keg parties in parking lots that had sores, and we would literally lift up the sore cover and put a trash barrel in there and put the keg right in the trash barrel, put the pump and the spout outside of the hubcap or the sore cap, excuse me, and it worked. It worked awesome. I remember one time, I mean, the cops came and they seen us all with keg cups with beer, and we were like 15, you know, and they're looking around for the keg and couldn't find it. That was pretty funny. But yeah, we did all kinds of crazy stuff like that. But like I said, I grew up on the streets, and my friends were all totally different than my family. I didn't bring my friends around my family because, like I said, it was more family. Family was around family. Friends weren't really around, so I never brought my friends around my family. You know, I remember we used to have this stupid street name because of, you know, all our friends were in gangs, and you know, all of my close friends, we weren't troublemakers, but we hung out on this corner, and this corner was cool. One of the parking lots that we used to hang in and have keg parties was right outside my friend's porch, and we used to call our street ourselves a posse, and, you know, we didn't do much except for smoke pot and party on the weekends. I didn't drink. I smoked pot when I was a kid. I didn't drink until I was about 21. I couldn't handle it. I tried it one time and didn't like it. I don't like being out of control. But anyways, yeah, I mean, after, you know, hanging out with my friends that didn't have much money, we would throw keg parties and make money from the keg party. And I'd give my share to everybody because I was pretty well off at this stage. 15 years old, I mean, there was money floating all around. My mom was connected to the mob shortly before she even got married into it. She used to play pools, bet games, you know, numbers, and she would always have money one way or another. She used to run pools at her work, and, you know, she got that from what my family was doing. She just knew how to make money with gambling one way or another, and that's basically what the mob does. They find ways to make money every way that they can that they don't have to pay taxes on. But yeah, I'd go home to my huge house, and you know, my friends all thought I was rich because I had a big fucking house. You know, my mom drove a nice car. My uncle that lived with us, he had a really nice car, and he always had money. We were always doing something that had something to do with money, and if I did bring my friends along, it was like to Water Country, which was like a water park or something, and my mom would pay everybody's way, and I'd bring like 4 or 5 of my friends. That was pretty cool, you know. Then my mom would act real nice to everybody, like she was a nice person. So, you know, I liked that as a kid, but I didn't because I saw my mom's fake side because I knew that she was a horrible person. You know, she put up a front to a lot of people just to pretend, you know. You know, but being rich or having money, it was just normal to me as a kid. I mean, I remember my dad, I didn't see him much, but when I did see him, he'd bring me a stack of cash. You know, it's like, you're 9 years old, you see your dad a couple of times a year, and he puts a stack of cash that doesn't even fit in a birthday card or whatever card, and the cash is friggin' jumping out of the envelope. I mean, it was a weird life because money revolved around everything, dude. Like, there was no love, not from my immediate family. My mother and my father never showed me love. They were never affectionate. They never told me they loved me. They never gave me a hug. You know, none of that family stuff that I craved as a kid. I didn't have that. They were very cold, and if anything, I caught a beating. You know, I always had a badass hot rod, though. Man, when I got my license, I always had a fucking ride. You know, I had a Barracuda with a 442 in it, and actually, it was a 444 six-pack. Dude, that was one of the fastest cars I've ever fucking had in my life. You get on the gas of that thing, you weren't getting up off the seat. And then, you know, I built a four-cylinder one time that blew a eight-second quarter. I had a Acura Integra LS. I supercharged it with a Jackson Racing supercharger. And, dude, I redid the whole engine. There was like 25 grand under the hood. And, this thing flew, dude. I mean, it was a really fucking fast car. Under the visor, I could control the boost, the fuel, the air ratio, anything that I wanted right from the visor. I had an electronic unit that I had my mechanic put right behind the visor. I'd just flip down the visor at a red light on street racing and blow somebody away. But at the track, it was cool. It definitely controlled the boost. Awesome. I could go from 7 to 14 pounds of boost like that. It was a badass little car. And it was reliable. That car never broke down on me. I always took really good care of it, service-wise. And I gotta say, Acura Integras are a badass fucking car. They don't make them anymore, unfortunately. But Acura, I will definitely buy Acuras all day long. Badass cars. You know, I've usually, in my life, I've always had the best of everything. I mean, sound systems. I remember I'd go to the mall and fucking go into the sound room and bust open, you know, a Denon with clip speakers and, you know, just be like, I'll take it and, you know, bring it home. Fucking spend $3,000 or $4,000 on a stereo system in 5 minutes. I remember my cars always had like the best speakers, MB Quartz, you know, you name it, but they always had a great sound system and a fucking badass deck. I mean, I definitely led a really good life, and I'd like to say that I appreciate, you know, where I came from just because of that, and I'm very lucky. And I always took care of my friends really well. That's it for today, and I'd like to say goodbye to everybody, and I hope that you come back. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. You're going to hear some really fucked up stories. These are just stories to get to know me. So as we go on, you're going to hear some fucked up shit. If anything, you're going to look at your life and say, hey, my life could be worse. Listen to this guy's life. So take care, everyone. Have a great day. Bye-bye now.